G9, Bringing Home the Bacon. Some of the sayings which enrich our language today carry a great deal more meaning than the words seem to say alone. Often the original incident or custom which gave rise to the saying has been forgotten, but the saying remains to describe related situations. Many years ago, it was a custom to give a side of bacon to any married couple who could say that for a whole year they had not quarreled. On the last day, the husband brought home the bacon. Today, to bring home the bacon recaptures the joy, but not the custom, for the saying has more to do with payday than with happy marriages. The origin of cooking your own goose is less pleasant. In medieval times, the people of a small village were besieged by an enemy army. To make fun of the besiegers, the people hung out a goose. The leader of the enemy angrily ordered the town burned, forcing its surrender and cooking its goose as well. Occasionally, when an emperor of old Siam wished to punish a nobleman, he would make him a gift of a sacred white elephant. These elephants carried great honor, and they had to be cared for at great expense. In maintaining so expensive a gift, the poor receiver was reduced to poverty. Doesn't this add meaning to our description of a thing as a white elephant? What sayings of today do you think will live in the future as these did?